Welcome to the Making Strides for Animal Chiropractic podcast. This is Dr. Katie, and I'm so happy to provide a resource for you as a practicing animal chiropractor about the business and clinical side of being an animal chiropractic provider. I'm so thankful to have you on this podcast listening to these resources because I knew personally when I started my business, I felt so alone and so isolated. I don't want anyone else to feel like that. So in this podcast, we go over specific resources tailored to you as an animal chiropractor, so that way you can serve more animal patients sooner. I invite you to get involved with us. We're online on social media. We have a Facebook group by the name of Making Strides for Animal Chiropractic that is growing every day. We also have an Instagram and Facebook page, Making Strides for Animal Chiro, where you can get involved and say hi. Please drop me a message. I'd love to hear from you. And if you'd like more course material, specific and tactical things you can use to get your business started the right way, please look us up online at makingstridesforanimalchiropractic.com. I have a lot of specific material I've designed just for you as a practicing animal chiropractor to get you to be more successful. I hope you enjoy this podcast. Please reach out, and I look forward to helping you serve more animal patients. Hey guys, Dr. K with Making Strides for Animal Chiropractic. In this podcast, I want to talk about the four things I wish I would have known before I started my business. Being an animal chiropractor is really hard, and it's not meant for everyone. Growing your own business can be daunting. It can be scary. It can require you to get out of your comfort zone. And there's a lot of things that I wish I would have known before I got started that maybe would have saved me a little bit of heartache, maybe a little bit of headache. And I just wanted to share some of those takeaways that I've had in my own business. So some of those takeaways that I have had is, first and foremost, it's not about me. This is really critical for me to shift because every single mentor I've looked up or listened to was all about the sales pitch. They're about, you need to frame the benefits that someone's going to get by starting care with you. So talk about the features of your product or service and relate it to them. And I mean, to a certain degree, they had a point. Like, it's important to have an 11-second elevator pitch or whatever if someone asks in 11 seconds what you do. But really, when it comes down to it, a lot of us think when we're starting our business and we're going to these screening events and we're giving our sales pitch over and over and over again, we want to explain chiropractic to everyone. We want to explain why it's so amazing and why everyone needs it. But we don't step back and say, well, what do they actually want? Because when we're thinking to ourselves, like, you know, obviously your dog is older and he's limping and he's sitting sloppy and I can see that and I know chiropractic can help you. Why can't I just shake you and make you sign up for an appointment? That's not how things go. You have to be interested in them and instead of being interesting to them. So think about being on a first date and saying like, hey, you want to marry me? I know I'm awesome, right? It's instead a dating situation where you have to slowly get to know each other, whether it be a potential client or a veterinarian or all these different people that you're networking with. It's not about you. It's about them. And how can you help them with their goals and their dreams? And if your product and service and your ideals of how you operate a business are in line, well, then that's how good businesses are formed. They find out about other people and they aim to serve them with their product and service. And it was really hard for me when I was starting a business. You know, I think chiropractic's amazing. I think it's the best thing since sliced bread and I want everyone to have it. And that's not conducive to growing a business, actually. I know having faith and confidence in your product is important. But at the end of the day, it's how can I serve other people with what I offer? So I need to take a step back and speak when spoken to, I guess, but ask more questions instead of saying more things because people aren't interested in you until they know that you're interested in them and what they want to achieve. Secondly, I've learned don't just charge what everyone else is charging. I see a lot of people that come on my Facebook group and they ask me like, oh, what should I charge for an animal adjustment? I'm new. I don't know. Like what's competitive. And I have some trainings on this, actually. If you would like to know how to strategically figure out what to charge for your services, please reach out to me. I think I have a podcast somewhere about it. I've also done some courses about that. I'm happy to share with you for free. But charging what everyone else is charging is not a way to grow your business because you don't know what other people's business looks like. When you pull back the curtain, you don't know what their expenses are. You don't know what their cost of living is. You don't know what their debt is. You don't know a lot of things. And some people may want to have a high volume practice where they're seeing lots of patients in and out, but some people might want to have a more boutique style practice where they're treating patients 30 minutes to an hour at a time, and they have to charge more for their time. So when you go and see that the person down the street is charging $20 and you think that's competitive, but you're offering an hour appointment where you go over ergonomics and exercises and all sorts of other stuff during your appointment, well, it's not right for you to charge what the other person is charging. Maybe their overhead is much lower than yours. Maybe they're mobile and you're in an office and you have staff and they don't. And I just would really hate for you to say, well, they're charging this, so that's what I need to charge in order to be competitive in this marketplace, because there's so many things wrong with that mindset. And I know personally, when people ask me what I charge, I offer what I think is fair. I offer a lot more value than the price I charge, and I probably do need to charge more. But it's one of those things where I charge what's right for me based upon my break even, which not a lot of people know what break even means. And to offer a service, you actually have to pay money to offer that service. So what do you pay in your EHR? What do you pay in your phone bills? What do you pay in your malpractice insurance? What do you pay for that processing app that you use to run their credit card? Like, there's all these different fees that come along with running a business. And my break-even cost, my cost to actually charge to make a profit, might be a little bit higher than it is for you. The third thing that I've taken away from having an animal chiropractic business is I can't force anyone to drink the Kool-Aid. I know that's kind of silly. Should probably put it on a t-shirt somewhere. Being a chiropractor myself, having 3 head injuries and experiencing what chiropractic did for me made me kind of evangelical about what I offer. I think it's amazing, and I should, because I want to have faith, confidence, and belief in what I offer. But when I'm talking to referral partners, for example, like veterinarians who have a traditional Western mindset that they come out of school and they always have to unlearn a little bit, in my opinion. But my opinion aside, I can't call them and expect them to send me patients. It's unrealistic for me to think that they think chiropractic is amazing and start that conversation that way. Any conversation I have, like, for example, if I get a veterinary denial where they don't want to sign a referral form and I feel the need to call them and pick a fight, well, conversations aren't meant to be won. And what I mean by that is there's no winner if you call and berate a veterinarian for not signing on a referral form for you. There's no winners in that situation. Conversations, hard conversations, you're going to have them as an animal chiropractor. And they're meant to find a solution. So when I call a veterinarian and I automatically start with, hey, why won't you sign this referral? I'm automatically accusing them of being a jerk. And I have this preconceived notion of, you know, they don't like chiropractic. They don't like me. They hate their patients. They don't want their patients to have amazing results. And I may have all these things in my head that I'm assuming about this person. And instead, I need to take a step back and said, it's okay. I can't force them to do anything. That was outside my control. Why don't I maybe ask questions about why they didn't feel comfortable signing the referral? Maybe I could facilitate some other solutions, such as, you know, working out of their practice or coming to meet them or whatever solution you want to offer. Hard conversations are going to have to be had, and coming at it from a position where you're accusatory and there's no winners, you know, always come to the table with a solution to a problem instead of just picking a fight for no reason. So I really wish I would have known this, because I can't even tell you how many phone calls I've had where I wanted to rip my hair out because I'm like, I can help this patient. Why won't you let me? And that was maybe the wrong approach to have. And now some of the scripts that I have in my business basics course of how I talk to veterinarians on the phone and how I address some of their concerns, I feel like has made my business go that much further. It's helped me build that much more rapport. So that way they know that I'm a friend, I'm not an adversary, and I'm here to work together with them instead of against them. And it's really about making friends and playing nice in the sandbox. And I can't force anyone to drink the Kool-Aid if they don't want to. My job is to hopefully entice them to where they want to drink the Kool-Aid, but I can't force them. And lastly, one of the things that I really wish I need to tell myself this more often is I'm building a practice for my life. I'm not building a life around my practice. A lot of people that are in my Facebook group, a lot of my coaching members, we have a lot of females who are younger and want to start a family. And when we're starting a business and thinking, you know, I have to make this much money in order to pay off my student loan debt, I might not be able to afford a house or have kids, or, you know, we have all these things in our head about why we can't have the practice of our dreams. And I'm not saying that this world is perfect for all those dreams that you have. Like, it may just, the numbers just don't work and you need to sit down and talk to your family unit about that. But I want you to love your job. I want you to have the practice of your dreams, whether that be 20 hours a week, 40 hours a week, you know, whatever that looks like. If you want to just work during the day when your kids are at school and then be fully present for them when they're at home, that's great. For me, it's really important to me to have time to do other things like, you know, walk my dogs or go to the gym or, you know, all these other things that are important for my life. I don't want to put myself last. I want to put my family first. I want to put myself first. And then my patients get what's left over. And I know it seems kind of backward since we're such giving people and we think we need to give, give, give. And then we have an empty cup at the end of every day. But you're building your practice for you. You're building your practice for your life. You're not supposed to build your life around your practice. So you getting the scraps at the end of every day to barely crawl home and shower and go to bed is not the life I want you to have for yourself. I know working as an associate, there were some days where I felt like that. I was like, I'm working towards someone else's dream and I have to fit my life around their dream. And shifting the focus, moving forward into my own business, I want to have a practice that I choose my hours, that I choose my patients, and that I get to decide how much money I make, how many patients I take on, and et cetera. And that's what's so beautiful about being a business owner. It's a blessing and a curse because you can work as much as you want to work. You can work as little as you want to work. And your profit at the end of the day, your sustainability is really up to you and what you want it to look like. So beginning of the year, I just like to sit down and reflect. And I've been doing this for about 5 years now. And I really wish I would have known some of these things when I first got started. First and foremost, it's about them. It's not about me. Offering a service or a product, it's about helping other people get to their goals with what I offer. And it's important that I be interested in others instead of always focusing on being interesting to others. I also don't need to be charging what everyone else is charging. I need to sit down, do my own math, and decide what is right for me and my unique business. I also need to tell myself I can't force others to drink the Kool-Aid. I know what I do is awesome, and hopefully others will want to come to the table and find solutions with me so that way I can be a valued member of their team. But conversations are not meant to be won. They are meant for us to find common ground and build solutions. And lastly, I'm building a practice for my life. I'm not building my life around my practice. I hope this podcast served you. I'm so thankful to have you here listening. If you have a minute, please drop a review. Please reach out to me on Instagram or Facebook and tell me how I'm doing. If there's anything I could talk about to serve you in your business. If you have time, check us out on our website, makingstridesforanimalchiropractic.com. If you want to learn more about my business basics course or my new marketing mini course, you can go ahead and check out those courses on our website. And I would love to, you know, get more involved and hear from you. I'd love for you to join our community. We have a Facebook group called Making Strides for Animal Chiropractic, and I'd love to see you join that group. So until next time, we'll talk soon, but thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. I hope these free tools have served you and your business so you can serve more patients. It's really tough being an animal chiropractor. I know it. You're trying to meet all these people, trying to get their vet to sign these referral forms, and you don't know if you can make your business work financially. It's hard. I get it. Now, when I first got started, all of my chiropractic mentors told me you have to do all these marketing events, meet all these people you don't know, shake a lot of hands, and get them into your practice. I was always wondering where my next new patient was going to come from. And if I'm being honest with you all, it wasn't sustainable. It always put fear in my head that I would never have a practice of my dreams. So fast forward a couple years, and here I am with a successful and thriving animal chiropractic practice. And it took a lot of mindset shifts in order to get here. What I thought and what I was told would work didn't work for me. So I had to develop a program that worked. For a strongly introverted, kind of awkward person who just loves animals and wants to serve them well, I had to shift away from always thinking about where I'm going to get my new patients in to instead focusing on the relationships I built in my community and becoming an authority figure on animal chiropractic. So you guys, I have a free course that's going to tell you a little bit more about how I made these mindset shifts and why I started this Making Strides movement. So that way we can push the animal chiropractic profession forward. Please join us on makingstridesforanimalchiropractic.com. Take the free course and see what it has to offer you. Hey guys, Dr. Katie here. Thanks for listening. My intention behind starting this podcast was to build awareness and promote our amazing profession. If you like what we're doing here, please like, share, or leave a review. Help us to spread this movement so we all can begin to take steps towards change. Let's make strides for animal chiropractic.